I'm Bahar Asmat from ICANN. Rafiq Dhammak, the chair of the working group, has sent his apologies. And he asked Hadia, the vice chair, to chair the call. So before handing it over to Hadia, just to remind everyone that last week we discussed the actions suggested under each regional goal or regional focus area, and we had some suggestions from participants, and we agreed that we would update the document with, you know, more suggestions for actions. I put one suggestion for trying to develop some targeted outcomes under each regional goal, so that, you know, from a strategic perspective, we're clear on what we want to achieve. And I try to reflect this in the document as well. So I'm sharing the document on the screen, and I'm gonna now turn it over to Hadia to start off the discussion. Hadia, over to you.
Thank you, Bahar, and welcome to the working group weekly call. So as a quick reminder, today we have only one participant, Baha Kumar, so welcome. And I would like to remind us that we are to agree and finalize the action items by the 27th of January. And we are to finalize the draft strategy document by the 9th of February. We are to discuss it on the 10th of February during our weekly call. It is expected to have the strategy document out for public comments on Monday, the 17th of February, and the document will be open for public comments for 42 days. That is, public comment will close on the 27th of March. So we don't have much time actually to work on the actions and the strategy, and I urge us all to dedicate a little bit more of time to this, including myself. As Bahar started, we started last time putting action items. And now we have targeted outcomes as well. So we will start with the first strategic focus area, which is about security. So we have a regional strategic objective, regional strategic goals, and some action items related to the goals and the targeted outcomes from this objective. So the goals, as stated before, we have two main goals. The first is to support the development of technical capacities and the building of regional network of technical experts to further strengthen the security of the DNS in the region. And the second is with regard to identifying and mitigating security threats to the DNS. The action items that we have thought of before and drafted and are on the online document. If you could, which is on the screen. So the first action is to conduct an evaluation of the regional needs in terms of capacity building, skills, knowledge, and expertise. And that action is directly related to the first strategic goal, which is to support the development of the technical capacities. In order to do that, we will need to know where we stand, what actually is required and needed in this regard. After this evaluation, the next action item is with regard to conducting technical workshops. So hopefully, I don't know if in parallel or after, we do the evaluation. Based on this evaluation, we will need to decide on the technical workshops required. And also develop a new workshops tailored for the region. The third action item is to conduct train-the-trainer workshops. And again, this is related to the first strategic goal, which is to build a regional network of technical experts. And then the fourth, which is sharing experience knowledge with stakeholders with regard to security threats. And that's directly related to the second strategic goal, which is to identify and mitigate security threats to the DNS. So I stop here and ask if do you think those actions are enough, or maybe you have some other suggestions now? Baha, maybe you have a thought in this regard? Okay, so in all cases, I think most of us haven't really had the chance to go through this document over the past week. I can see Beher added some targeted outcomes, so let's go through them. And maybe we all take the, we all try within the following week work on the action items in order to finalize them. As I said in the beginning of the call, that we need to finalize these action items by the 27th of January. So let's go through the targeted outcomes. So the first outcome is I can, in collaboration with relevant stakeholders, identifies the regional needs in terms of DNS capacity building. So that's an outcome. And based on that outcome, we will determine the technical requirements. The second outcome, the technical knowledge and skill level in operating and securing DNS infrastructure across the region increase. Increasing the knowledge. And then the third outcome, ICANN in collaboration with relevant stakeholders enhances knowledge about DNS safety and security. I would say maybe another targeted outcome is more capable, having more capable participants in the region that can contribute to the technical development of the DNS in the region, maybe. So I stop here and ask for comments in relation to the targeted outcomes. Or the actions.
Okay, Hadia, this is Beher.
Yes, please go ahead.
I have a general comment regarding targeted outcomes. As you can see in this section, and you will probably see it in other sections too, the target outcomes drafted here are more or less taken from the proposed actions. So my intent was to maintain or to include the targeted outcomes under each section, and leave the actions, and this is my suggestion to leave the actions out of this document, because they will be part of the action plan anyway, or the implementation plan. So what we should aim for in this phase of developing regional strategy is to identify target outcomes that we want to attain under each regional goal. So this is my my suggestion.
Okay, sure. So these are the targeted outcomes of the goals, of the strategic goals. Correct, and that was my understanding. So right. Yes, sure, and we can. So what you're saying, it's more related to the goals and not to the actions, though I think they're all kind of or sort of related to each other, because the actions actually reflect the goals.
You're right. What I'm mm-hmm. saying is that we can have actually as many actions as we as we want, or as we could sort of implement under the implementation plan, but we will always be guided by the goals and what we aim to achieve out of those goals, and this is what the strategy is about. So because otherwise, if we are to maintain both the actions and the target outcomes, as we can see here in this section, for example, they're more or less repetitive. I mean, because I did take the targeted outcomes, the text, I did take it from the proposed actions. I didn't invent new text.
Yes, sure. And they do reflect definitely the targeted outcomes of the goals, which are to be implemented through a certain number of actions. And again, my thought that most of us did not really have time throughout the past week to go through the document. And hopefully this week, we will all be able to contribute to the actions and comment or add to the targeted outcomes as well. Actually repeat and totally agree with what you just said, that the targeted outcomes are the what we want to achieve from the goals already stated in the document. So if we move, if no one else has any comments with regard to the first strategic area, we can go to the second strategic focus area, which is ICANN's governance. Again, the main objective is to improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance. And we have for this two strategic goals. The first one is to support and grow active, informed, and effective stakeholder participation from the region. And the second is to participate in the improvement of ICANN's model of governance and share or apply the learnings and experiences at regional / national levels. The actions suggested for this goal are, the first is to support and bring experts from the region to participate in ICANN's PDPs. The second is skill up and build expertise to participate in the process effectively. raising the third is raising awareness about ICANN's multi-stakeholder governance model. And Shukri added a fourth action, which is work with academic stakeholders in the region in order to identify the implementation process of the ICANN multi-stakeholder model in the region and to collect suggestions to improve the model. The targeted outcomes, again, those were put by Beher, and they reflect what we want to achieve from the regional strategic goals. We have two targeted outcomes. The first one is meaningful stakeholder participation, increase in meaningful stakeholder participation demonstrated by community members effectively engaged in ICANN's multi-stakeholder process. And the second is increase the level of awareness and knowledge about ICANN's multi-stakeholder model across the region. So I stop here and ask for comments or suggestions. Beher, do you want to add something?
No, I mean, just, you know, I hope we can get more input from the group. I noted the input from Shukri, and I look forward to also seeing input from other members.
Okay. Thank you for that. And again, let's hope that we all try to dedicate some more time to this document over the upcoming. So I'll move to the third strategic focus area, which is a unique identified system. ICANN's strategic objective is to evolve the unique identifier systems in coordination and collaboration with relevant parties to continue to serve the needs of the global internet user base. And the regional strategic goals for this strategic objective is to support the use of IDNs in the region, promote readiness for universal acceptance, and encourage stakeholders from technology developers, service providers, and policymakers to consider universal acceptance implementation. The third is to increase outreach to ensure that regional stakeholders are well informed about the new rounds of GTLDs. The actions, Zakir put three actions. The first one is to conduct workshops and webinars on IDNs with a regional focus. The second is to conduct workshops and webinars on new GTLDs to raise awareness among the end users, resellers, and the other relevant stakeholders. And the third is to raise awareness about IDNs and GTLDs among the stakeholders with a regional focus. So I stop here and ask if anyone has a comment. I see Shukri joined us. Thank you so much, Shukri, for joining the call. Do you have any comments with regard to these action items? Or anyone else? Beher? Baha? If we have no comments, I go to the targeted outcomes. Again, those targeted outcomes were put by Beher, and they reflect the what is required to be achieved from these regional goals. The first one is ICANN in partnership with relevant stakeholders raises awareness about IDN implementation, universal acceptance, and the new round of GTLDs. The second targeted outcome is IDNs and universal acceptance are increasingly adopted in the region. Definitely what we would like to see is the adoption of universal acceptance. I stop here and ask if anyone has a comment.
This is Beher. One quick comment regarding the third action item about raising awareness. I think when it comes to, raising awareness is, indeed one outcome we want to see more awareness, more adoption, et cetera. But when it comes to actions, I think the actions will have to be more specific, as for example, conducting workshops, and then in the implementation plan will also be more specific about probably like over the course of 1 year, for example, how many workshops are we targeting and so forth. I think one of the other potential actions that we should think about is to, for example, in universal acceptance, to encourage more community members to take part in universal acceptance related work, whether at the national level or at the universal acceptance steering group level. When it comes to IDNs, for example, we have the very soon we will see IDN PDP under CCNSO and under GNSO starting off. So probably encouraging community members to take part in these processes. So these are examples of more specific and also more measurable kind of actions that we should target. So this is just a quick observation, and again, I'll take another look at the document, and we'll reflect that in the document. Thank you.
Thank you, Beher, for that. And so maybe one of the actions that could be added is encourage participants from the region to have a more active role with regard to IDNs and universal acceptance. And that active role could be in relation to policy development, or could be in relation to implementation as well. And so maybe that's an action item that could be added. Zakir is not on the call. And if he was, I would have asked him the difference between the third and the second action item. Because the second action item, we say, conduct workshops and webinars on new GTLDs to raise awareness among the end users, resellers, and other stakeholders. And the third one also says raising awareness about IDNs. So the second one mentions only the new GTLDs, but does not mention the IDNs, but that's the only difference that I see between both, and I think they could be incorporated into one, unless Zakir had another thought in this regard. Because the third one says raising awareness about IDNs and GTLDs among the stakeholders with a regional focus. So the only difference between the second and the third is the regional focus. But in all cases, we are putting those actions for the region. So whether we say with a regional focus or we don't, it is anticipated that those workshops and webinars will be with a regional focus. So again, I'm not sure what's the difference between the second and the third action points. And maybe if anyone could explain. or if you have any thoughts. So let's put this. I will put this later as a comment on the document, and maybe Zakir could share his thoughts and tell us the difference between the second and the third action item, apart from having IDNs in the third and not in the second. So I stop here again and ask for comments, suggestions. Okay, if there are no comments, let's proceed to the fourth strategic focus area. Which is geopolitics. I have seen, so Shukri, I think, has added an action item with regard to the third objective and the action that was added to the effort to form universal action or become UA ambassadors. Thank you, Shukri, for that. And again, let us all dedicate some time to this document during the upcoming days so that we are able to finalize the actions by the 27th of January as targeted. So going back to the fourth strategic focus area, geopolitics, the strategic objective is to address geopolitical issues impacting ICANN's mission to ensure a single globally interoperable internet. The strategic goals for this objective, the regional strategic goals, we have two. The first is to monitor legislative efforts at national and regional levels that could impact ICANN's mission or operations. And the second is to work with members of ICANN's supporting organizations and advisory committees to expand outreach to the wider community and to engage with all stakeholders about ICANN's mission and policy making. To implement those regional strategic goals, we have four actions required. The first is work with GAC members from the region on strengthening their active participation in ICANN. Zakir added two actions. The first is to invite more countries from the region to join GAC as member and participate. And I think as he explained this last time, he was asking about the number of countries in the region that are not represented in the GAC. And he was encouraging the strategy to work on inviting those who are not there. The second action item put by Zakir, and it's the third action item here, work with other non-government stakeholders in the region in the context of ICANN's mission with regard to geopolitical issues. And this part mainly involves non-governmental stakeholders to have a role. The fourth action item was put by Shukri, and it says encourage the implementation of tools to monitor regional legislative involvements. And maybe Shukri can elaborate on this more. And I'm not sure if we're looking for tools or we are looking for mechanisms. But Shukri, if you can add a few words in relation to this fourth action item. I'm not sure if Shukri is with us. Okay, Shukri. So I was asking if we are looking for tools, or are we looking for mechanisms to encourage the to monitor regional legislative involvements? And maybe what you actually mean is the implementation of tools, but I'm not sure what kind of tools. So maybe we, if you're not able to speak, maybe you can type. If not, maybe we could take this over to the mailing list. I can put my comments on the document, and maybe you can reply. Also, we can share those thoughts on the mailing list, so others can also take part in the discussion. So I stop here again and ask if anyone has a comment or suggestion in relation to the action items.
Hadia, this is Beher.
Yes, there's a fourth action item I can see, and I see Shukri also completing the action item. Beher, if you want to go ahead.
Thank you. Like you, Hadia, I also wanted to get more clarification on action item four about the tools. Also more, you know, information about, you know, who would implement, you know, this tool or these tools. Bearing in mind that ICANN is not looking at the broader spectrum of legislations. We're only trying to track legislations that may impact our mission, even in those efforts, we look at the community and community members to help us, because again, ICANN as ICANN org, I don't think we'll be able to track all logistical efforts that take place in each and every country. This is what I meant by when I put under the target outcomes, I suggest that we have a process in place for tracking such efforts. This is one. My second comment is regarding the last action item also proposed by Shukri about developing regional legislative guide. Again, I'm not clear about what is meant by this, and what kind of, you know, guide, and what information you want to see in this guide, and what, you know, kind of legislatives we want to see. Or legislations we want to see covered under this guide. Again, we should remind ourselves with, you know, our very limited scope as ICANN when it comes to our mission, and hence with anything that we try to pursue as part of, you know, this regional strategy. Thank you.
So thank you, Beher, for this. Shukri, if you're able to speak, I invite you to share your thoughts with us. If not, we'll take this to the mailing list and the Google Doc document. And Beher, with regard to your first comment, again, I'm not sure about the kind of tools, but maybe an action item would be ICANN working with or collaboration between ICANNs and ICANN and community members in identifying regional legislations that could affect ICANN's mission. With regard to the fourth action item, support and participate in the development of a regional legislative guide. Again, I don't understand what this really means. So is it ICANN implement, like putting together a book that includes the regional legislations that relate to ICANN's mission? I'm not sure if this is what is intended by the fourth action item. And with regard to coordinating legislative efforts, I'm not sure again that ICANN can get involved in the making of the legislations. But again, I'm not sure what is really meant by this action item. Shukri, again, you're not able to speak, but let's take this over the mailing list. The targeted outcomes, we have two targeted outcomes put by Beher, and those targeted outcomes reflect the required achievements of this strategic objective and goals. First is a process in place to monitor legislative efforts in the region in relation to ICANN's mission. And the second is ICANN continues to engage and facilitate discussions with stakeholders in the region to encourage more active participation. I'll stop here and ask for comments. So if we have no comments, this is the last strategic focus area in relation to our strategy. There's a fifth strategic focus area, which is related to finances, and that we decided as a region not to tackle in our strategy. So I stop here again and ask for comments, suggestions. So again, we will need all to dedicate more time to this document during the next week or maybe the following couple of days, because we need to agree and finalize action items by the 27th of January. We would like to finalize the draft strategy document by the 9th of February and discuss it on the 10th of February call. I urge us all, including myself, to give more time to the strategy and share our thoughts and suggestions. I thank everyone who contributed to the document, and I look forward to more contribution from the rest. I stop here again and ask for any comments or suggestions from the group. Beher, if you have anything to add.
Well, not related to the document, but just to let everyone know that we're planning to organize a session at ICANN 67 in Cancun to get feedback on the draft strategy document. So those of you who will be there, please join us. And if you're not planning to be in Cancun, hopefully you can participate remotely. Thank you.
So actually, to your point about the Middle East space during the Cancun meeting, usually we have a statement in this regard. And according to the timeline we have, we will have a draft strategy document by the 10th of February, which is anticipated to be put for public comments on Monday, 17th of February. So do you think that actually we can make this our statement, like make the Middle East space statement about commenting on the strategy? Because so according to the timeline, that might be possible.
So the session in Cancun will not be the Middle East space session, and this was because we had this discussion with the coordinators of the Middle East space, and they preferred not to name the session this time as Middle East space, given that it's focus will be on the regional strategy. However, input from community, whether regional community or global community, on the draft strategy is more than welcome. The input could be submitted by individual members, could be submitted by group of members. So we need to get some input, hopefully written input, through the public comments process. So it doesn't have to be through the Middle East space yet. We are looking for input from the community so that we could, move ahead and update the draft document and, finalize our regional strategy. Thank you.
Thank you, Baher, for this. And for sure, the more comments we get, the better. And again, let's all try to be involved in this. It is our strategy, and it affects us all. So if there is nothing to add on this call, so I see Shukri saying the proposal of two successive sessions, one for the Middle East space and another one for our Middle East strategy working group. And Shukri, let's take over this. Let's take this over to the Middle East space mailing list. Let's discuss what we would like to do. Shukri, but I do think that it was agreed to dedicate the time and for the strategy.
Hadia, this is Baher. Can I jump in?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Just to Shukri's question about having two sessions. This will be very difficult, especially for those of you attending ICANN meetings with very busy schedules. We thought that having two sessions would actually make it more challenging for our community members to be able to attend both sessions. So we agreed to only have one session and to have the discussion on the draft strategy document, hoping that we'll get a good turnout at the session and also remotely, and get as much feedback as possible. So the regional strategy will be our main focus this time. Thank you.
So thank you, Beher, for this. So let's all focus on the strategy. Let's dedicate our time to this. The strategy is very important. Again, it dictates what's going to happen and be implemented during the upcoming years. So it's worth our time, and it's worth dedicating all the time for it. I stop here and ask for any comments. And if there are no further comments, I think we can end the call early. We are ending it early, 12 minutes. I don't know if this is something good or bad, but you have 12 minutes on your calendar that we're not there. Thank you all for attending the call. Thank you all for the active participation and for your comments on the documents. Let's continue over the mailing list and the online document, and see you all next week. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.